All right. Thank you, Vicki. I'll call the meeting to order, and we've got the Secretary of State and the Attorney General online, and we're expecting to hear from the Treasurer any moment. Okay, not yet. If you can go ahead and...
I will start out. This is Doug. I looked at the five loans, and I would move... I move approval of the minutes of the last meeting first. Move that.
Okay. I'll second that, and I don't have any discussion about them. Do you, Doug?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye, Doug. Okay, and now I'll move the adoption of the five loans for just a little under $1 million.
I'll second that. And, in terms of discussion, it's a low number. It's far from what we've been used to, but kind of predictable, as I understand, because it's, well, nobody...
Hello, it's Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Oh, hi, Matt.
Discussing the loans. The motion's been made and seconded to approve the loan.
Okay, I'll vote no.
Well,
okay. Any other discussion on them? Okay. It's a low number, but I'm talking with Tom and Jonathan last week. It's nothing that we think anybody should be alarmed about because it's just not the time of year to take out loans. So.
Yeah, this is Doug. From my experience, the first of the year, people are kind of are analyzing things and they haven't moved into projects yet, so it makes sense. All righty.
So, all in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, no.
Yep, thank you. Then, I'll flip the page again here. We didn't have any old business listed. We do have new business. A discussion and vote on staff attending the Fixed Income Conference in Chicago. I'll make a motion that we permit and we fund the trip by Rich and Tom to attend this.
Well, I'll second that. I don't know a lot about it, but I trust...
Let's roll into discussion and we can discuss it more. Jonathan attended the conference last year and found it very valuable for our investment determination.
I did, Brad. It was really, especially as a new guy, it was very valuable for me to learn the taxonomy. There are no registration fees for it, so it's a relatively low cost conference.
Nope. No, I seconded the motion, so right. I'm in favor. I'm willing to let you guys go.
Right. Yeah, we can vote on it.
Okay. All in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, no.
Okay. Then any future agenda items to discuss today? Then finally, then, Jonathan, do you have an executive secretary's report today?
Well, I do, but it's mostly going to be taken up by our fourth quarter report and the estimate that we're going to provide today to DPI on what our estimated distribution for 216 will be. I guess I'll start with that. That's at $32.1 million, which our earnings are, of course, a bit above that. But we're confident that we can make the distribution of $32.1 million, which is a decline from last year. And of course, it's due to 10-year treasuries and interest going down as low as 1.3% this year. We exceeded our benchmark by, what, 83
basis points in the fourth quarter.
83
right.
basis points in the fourth quarter. And so we're on track for a better year next year. I would like to say something about what staff has accomplished. Right after the election, interest rates spiked up briefly, and spiked up rather precipitously. Actually, they went up 0.75 point right. in a very short period of time. As a result of that, bond prices declined. Rich, Tom, and I met in the our investment policy meeting, and on Rich's recommendation, we made some significant purchases in the bond market. I believe about $74 million.
Yeah, and we've continued that, Jonathan. On Friday, we bought another $7 million, and this morning, $16
million. Right, and we're buying those at just at or just above 4% interest rate. And interestingly, the interest rates have started declining in the latter part of December, so we've done pretty well on that. We've booked in an income for next year on those amount of purchases just around or just above 4%, which is pretty good. So
we can project
next year as obviously being an improved year over this year. Of course, anything can happen. You want to add to that, Rich?
No, not too much. You know, we beat the benchmark by about $2.2 million in earnings during the fourth quarter, and with our new policy, we are going to be able to put a lot of that cash to work, which looks like we're going to have a pretty good 2017.
So we'll be notifying DPI, and they'll be notifying the WEMTA organization shortly that our estimate for distribution in April, or is it March? April.
It's April.
It will be $32.1 million. We're pretty confident that it will go up a little bit above that, but we're very confident at 32.1 as an estimate.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I still think it's a positive discussion at their conference to talk about being able to do this much in a market where it's been tough to make money at all, and still doing great.
I would agree. And they were expecting a decline because we've kept them informed all during the year as to the interest rates and our earnings projections. And when the Treasuries hit 1.3, what was it, 1.37?
Actually, 1.32 was the low.
Well, it's pretty damn low. And we've been notifying them all during the year, Brad, of what how it was progressing. So they're not going to be surprised. I expect that they'll be reasonably pleased.
Yeah. Me too. Okay.
That's all I got.
Anything else, Jonathan? Okay.
Oh, that's all I got.
Okay, this is Doug. I have a brief thing. I've been talking to a couple of people, and of course, the stock market is up at a record high, and sort of a strange high given the election and the presidential situation. So, my friends have said that we should not be buying any stocks at the moment, and I'm just curious if that is in sync with what you guys are thinking.
We've been keeping our powder dry, Doug, I think that we felt the direction we felt we were getting from the board was to be cool about this, and what we've done instead is we've met with several of the, the financial advising houses that we might be doing business with, and have yet to make any decisions on purchasing. We probably want to have a discussion about that before we do.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. In that case, I guess I can make a motion to adjourn.
Matt, I'll second
that. All right. Well,
all right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Brad.
Take care.
Bye.
I vote aye.